months.
Oh, for God's sake, kids, go out and play in the rain.
I know, 4 days into school holidays. It's been horrendous. You had those experts in power telling us on the weekend, if you've booked a holiday, can you please put it off for a few days until this all subsides?
Yeah. So, when it's school holidays, no, there's a 2-week period.
I know. So we're curious. I mean, you've got boys, JR, young boys. What are the boys up to as far as being able to do anything at the moment outdoorsy?
Lego, and we caught up with the Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
a little bit of Xbox. But yeah, everything's soaked. The backyard's soaked. Yep. Slippery. Yep.
Get out and bloody play in the rain, you little rats. Simple as that, Tim. That's what we did when we were kids, didn't we? We were poor.
Pretty much. The highlight would be putting on your gumboots.
Yeah.
And going sloshing in the gutter.
Yeah.
I mean, I did that Sunday.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Brilliant.
I even saw you with your little cute gumboots.
Thank you.
Yeah, out there sloshing, playing in the rain.
Yeah. There's nothing better.
I love it.
Do people still do that though with kids?
No.
Because I don't see kids out playing in gutters like we used to.
No, they're inside on computers and gaming.
Oh.
That's what they're doing.
Mm.
For sure.
Well, I'd love to know, do your kids have wet weather gear and gumboots, and do you let them play in the rain?
Yeah.
Because it was a thing. Mm-hmm. But I still love it. As you say, I was kind of playing in gutters on Sunday around the farmer's markets because they were pretty deep around there. It was brilliant.
Yesterday, I put a straw in the gutter and watched to see how far it would go down.
All right, 133353.
Pretend boat.
I know. They were the days.
Maybe you haven't grown out of it.
No, but is this, I know this is very narrow as far as, come on, do you really let your kids go out in torrential rain?
You know what I'd like? Just on the little edge from what you were saying?
Yeah.
Do you own a raincoat?
Yeah.
Because no.
You don't own a raincoat even?
No.
What is wrong with you? You used to be a fisherman.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you had gumboots, a raincoat.
When I was a fisherman.
So you don't have any of that gear now?
No, I haven't owned a raincoat for 30 years.
Oh.
20 years.
Well, you should get one.
All right, then. I'll do that today.
There's nothing better than walking around in the rain.
Where do you buy them?
From rainbow shops. Raincoat shops. I don't know where you buy them, actually.
There's someone in a raincoat R Us store going, yes!
good question. I keep wanting to call them rainbows.
Well, that's because it brings you such joy. Juliet says, Snock, have your kids or yourself got a raincoat?
My granddaughter does.
There you go.
Right.
She loves nothing better than grabbing her gumboots and going and jumping in puddles.
Fantastic.
Yep.
She's 4 in September and we had to pick up her gumboots and put them in the car to drop them off at my parents' house this morning so she can jump in the puddle.
Yeah.
Aww.
I do, however, feel as much as we're encouraging the jumping in the puddles, after 2 weeks they could get a little bored.
Yeah, it doesn't have that sustainability, does it?
Kids have a lot more to do these days, don't they? It's like, go and jump in a puddle. They'll come back in after 10 minutes. Now what?
Thanks, Julie. Sam's at Edgeworth.
Hey, Sam, any raincoats at your house?
Not necessarily at my house, but I'm an early childhood teacher with a room of 27 3-to-5-year-olds, and we will be out in the rain, guaranteed.
There you go.
Love that, Sam. So does every parent support this? There isn't one that goes, no, I don't want my kid jumping in puddles?
Well, we get a bit of backlash from some parents, but we're a nature-based centre, so it's just an unwritten rule that we'll be outside rain, hail or shine.
Oh,
when you get the said backlash, Sam, do you email back just going, shut up?
No, I just hit them with the benefits.
Aha. Oh, you might take a positive approach.
I do love that. What are the benefits?
Just that getting back to nature, exploring the basics, lots of sensory play.
Yep.
And nothing wrong with getting a bit wet.
No.
Provided you can come in warm up with dry clothes.
Yeah, we're waterproof. Aren't
we? That's right. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, Sam, I love that. Thank you for that. Do you yourself have gumboots and a raincoat?
All our staff own gumboots, and we get out in the rain with the children.
Yeah,
it's mandated.
Good on you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Hello, Juliet Stockton. Are you any raincoats at your house?
Oh yes, I certainly do. I've got one today to take it to work with me.
Oh, excellent. So you're taking the child to work to play in the rain?
No. I have two grandsons, and I, when it's raining like this, there's really big puddles over on the ballast at Stockton.
Yeah.
So I put their gumboots on, no raincoat, and they go down there and actually dive in the water and swim. Oh, you should see the funny looks I get when people go past. They have a ball.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, good on you, Julie.
And I have to and take again, a moment, throw them in the shower.
Again, yeah. that typical grandparent attitude of all care and no responsibility.
Absolutely.
Oh, I do love that.
Oh, there's still people out there making use of the puddles.
Seriously, can't wait to get home and say to BJ, come on, mate, look, I've got a raincoat and gumboots. Let's get outside and jump in puddles. You go, good dad, just on this level of Grand Theft Auto, you go out and do it, and I'll join you later.
Oh.
I'll be out there for 2 hours on my own.